Anyways, let's kick this off before we start talking micro penises. Hey guys, welcome to Tori's Stupid Podcast. We've got Chloe Branch on.
Hi.
Hey.
It's been a good
day. Fellow comedian and fun little story. Chloe grew up with my sister.
Yes.
And now we're friends.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
Well, you know, I think we met in the green room at the stand once, and I wasn't very nice.
You were just doing your own thing. I was like, I'm Taylor's sister, and you're like, that's cool, and then we both kind of moved on.
Yeah,
because I was like, whatever. I don't know what I expected to get out of that. You know, you weren't gonna be like, oh my god, you know Taylor Cole. Ever watch an SNL sketch, and you're like, I know exactly what happens. For me, I'm like, I don't know if I'm the dumb one, but I don't think that storyline.
Was your tattoo shit?
Bonus land.
Cool.
It's when is you wake up still drunk from the night before.
Oh, I thought that was for hand jobs.
Really?
No, I'm just guessing.
What would the bonus land be?
It's another land you get to conquer.
That'd be cool.
The land of the
dead. I'd be a big slut if I'm like, that's what men get when they interact with my right hand.
Bonus, you have sex with them right after, before they leave. Wait, bonus land. And you touch the land.
Don't ruin this tattoo for me.
I have a stupid one here. It's the Prada logo, but it says pray.
So, why pray?
Because I was...
Are you religious?
No.
You have the littlest hands. You're a small person.
I was dating this guy, and then we broke up, and we were both in AA, so you're supposed to like God and be religious, and he liked the Bible for some reason.
Can I see this again?
Because he's from the South.
Where'd you get it done?
This tattoo shit, they did a bad
job. Yeah, they really just...
And I got this one on... I get them when I'm drunk.
Oh, see, I only sober.
I just walk into shops. This is the Pucci logo.
Okay.
Because Karl Lagerfeld.
Okay.
Has a quote. He has a quote where he says, I think tattoos are horrible. It's like wearing Pucci full time.
That's funny.
So I got the Pucci logo.
Good classic.
Then I have haha on my butt.
Oh, I've always wanted a butt tattoo.
Oh, I have two.
I thought you know the butt tattoo. Where are they? Are you going to show the people?
No, I'll show you. This is when I got mushrooms in Austin.
You were on mushrooms when you got the ass tat?
Yeah, because I was waiting in between shows at the Creek. I had like an hour. So me and
I like the Creek.
Me and another comedian there were like, let's go get tattoos.
And you're like, stick it on my ass.
Well, no, this is what I got.
Oh, wow. That's the clothes show. Fun.
It's my merch.
I like that.
And then I have this.
Oh, you got a bunch.
Ghost. And then I have, where's my haha? Can you see it? Oh, no.
You don't want to show the people? Oh, okay. Those are like butt adjacent, you know?
Yeah, so the haha one, when I hook up with guys, they used to get freaked out by it because it's in like scribble handwriting because I wrote it out myself, my own handwriting. And they think it looks like the Joker.
That's funny.
So they're like, this is kind of scary.
It is.
Yeah, and I'm like...
You're like, yeah, you don't even know yet, sir.
I'm just like, why so serious?
I always wanted to get the outline of Maryland on my butt.
Okay.
But that's not that fun. Mm-mm. I feel like if you get a butt tattoo, like, can you sit down immediately? Is there, like, a healing process?
I think so.
Because I don't want to get a butt tattoo and then not be able to, like, sit down.
I don't know. Whenever I get them, I'm on my journey.
So are you done with tattoos now that you're sober?
Oh, no, I don't care. I'm going to get them all removed once I get pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, because like, you don't want to be pregnant with tattoos. It's disgusting.
I feel like it's only 9 months.
I don't want to have tattoos after I have a baby. It's so white trash.
You want a baby?
Yes. Do you?
Just one?
Only one.
Only one. I only want one. In like 6 years.
I would like to have a lot of babies just so I could name them.
You have a big roster of names?
I have a great roster of names.
What's the number one?
But then I want to get rid of them, and then I'm going to take them to an orphanage, right? But then I'm going to make a law that if you get adopted in this baby, it's going to be a hot baby because it comes from me. It has to keep its given birth name.
Okay, what's the number one name that you're most excited to name a child?
So many. So, LaBranch is my last name, right? So that's going to be a middle name. And I have a relative, like a great-great aunt or something, and her last name was LaBranch, and they called her Twigs.
Come to Ellis Island?
Actually, let's not say this.
All right, can we cut this? All of this. What a crazy family.
So we could cut. Literally one Google away. So we gotta cut some of this, right?
Yeah, we'll cut it all.
We're gonna
learn how to use Adobe Premiere.
We're gonna have to cut the whole podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna. Anyways, so we have Chloe LaBranch on the podcast. Welcome to Tori's Stupid Podcast.
Are we starting it over?
No. I think you said some fun things. I mean, we did dive in hot with
it. Why are you bringing it up again? Because then we're going to have to cut more. I'm
going to have to cut it again.
Let's talk about baby names.
Yeah, that's what I asked you. And then you took me down this weird path.
I said Twigs as for LaBranch because it was whatever. It means a branch. So you call the kid a Twig.
You want to name your kid Twig?
Twigs. That will be their. Twigs. Because their middle name will be LaBranch and that will just be what we call them.
Because you're going to take your husband's last name?
I don't care. I don't want to.
I want to keep my name, I think.
I don't want a husband.
But you just want a kid.
I want a kid, but with a Hawkeye.
Right.
He can be involved
in the... Will you sperm donor?
No. I know. It'll be with a Hawkeye, I know. And he'll have to mostly raise the kid because I'll be busy. And...
When are you going to have this kid?
I'm 35 almost, so... 38?
Okay, 3 years?
Yeah, maybe older. I'd have it with Eric because he's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Be a and cute kid. He told me if he has a child, he's from the Midwest, so he has like values. So he said he would be very involved in the child's life.
Is he religious?
No, but he has values in the way that he wants to be involved.
That's nice.
And I care. I love the guy or the girl.
Yeah.
If it has pronouns, I'll say, go fuck yourself. We'll do what God gave you. And that's about as religious as I will get. And.
I don't really cut that out too.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't care.
Cool.
Come for me.
I'm going to keep that. Maybe I'll clip this up and it'll get super viral. You never know what's going to happen. This is the beginning of something really crazy.
A lot of people get hate likes and hate shares.
Okay. Then I'm going to keep all of this in.
Oh, no. I'm going
to clip the part where you said that.
Stop saying it because then we have to clip it more. Just know a lot's been clipped.
A lot's been clipped. It would have been really fun.
You know what hasn't been clipped?
I'll put it on the Patreon.
No, we won't. Do you know what hasn't been clipped, Tori?
What?
My wings, because I'm soaring.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Tori, I'd ask you a question.
What's up?
Where are you standing right now?
I'm sitting.
Where?
On my couch.
That's not true.
It's a love seat, actually.
No.
From IKEA. You like it?
No, you know where you're sitting? You're on top of the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's cute. That was almost flirty.
Did you put on your spiritual...
You should say that to a guy.
Did you put on your spiritual armor today?
I did.
Good, good, good.
I read the book, You're a Badass. Remember that book? Mm-hmm. I read that like 5 years ago. No, whoa. I read it after college, so like 10 years ago. And I'm reading it again because I could use a little boost.
Is it hitting?
It's hitting.
What'd you learn?
You gotta like be all about like positivity and... If you believe, you create your reality, you know? You gotta remember that. I forget that sometimes. And then I'm like, oh yeah. If I'm ever mad, I'm like, I did this to myself. Like, I get all pissed off. Like, but then I'm like, no, like, you chose this life.
It's all about perspective.
And then I'm like, no, I like this life. It's a little weird, but it's fun.
It's all about perspective.
It's all about perspective.
And I'm getting really stressed out about death.
Oh, so you're pretty happy she's dead?
No, Taylor! I mean, Tori! Cut that.
You just said that.
You have a lot of editing to do.
I have so much editing to do.
Did you have to edit a lot with your other guests?
Well, one video is trash.
Well, one video you don't have to edit because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. What it exists is just a blurry...
Well, I mean the other one that you didn't record.
That's true. Well,
You could do a silent one. Silent movies were very in.
They were. Like they play at the cellar.
You could do like
black
a...
Black and white.
You could do the silent movie... And then say, for the fans, be like, caption this.
So anyways, back to your fear of dying. So you lost a friend, and I'm very sorry.
No, but...
But it made you think what? That
Tori, I really don't want to talk about this anymore.
You started it.
What are you going to name your kids?
I like the name Gray.
Gray?
Yeah.
With an E or an A?
Everyone always asks that. I don't really care. Is one tacky and one not?
Well, Gray is kind of like Grayson.
Right.
Oh.
Probably Gray.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number one name?
Can't say it because it'll go back to heritage. So I'll name one of my children. I like the name Harrison.
Yeah, it's
my brother's name and call him Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad's name George. I'll go George too.
Okay.
And call him Georgie. I used to like Georgiana, and now I'm over it. And I recently started to love the name Sabrina.
Really? Like Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I think it's very chic. So I know a beautiful German girl named Sabrina.
That's a cute name. I could see you with a Sabrina. Do you want a boy or a girl? You don't care.
I don't care. A girl. So I can name her the names I want.
Sabrina. You wanted a little girl named
Sabrina. I also love the name Nicholas.
Okay.
It's one of my brother's names, so.
You have a lot of siblings.
I'm one of seven.
Seven. What's that like growing up with seven?
You know, people ask that, but it's like, I don't know what it would be like.
Otherwise?
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Chaotic, I bet. Because you grew up in Long Island?
Yeah, I mean, it could be chaotic with one kid if your parents have drinking problems.
True.
So, you know, it's all about perspective, like I said. That's what I'm getting to do in my older age, is perspective. My neck hurts from turning like this.
Is it too much?
No, it's great. I just need to go like...
You can also just, like, look off into the distance. You don't have to look at me.
It's good when you have a blind person on your show.
You could just Stevie Wonder it.
There's not enough blind...
sunglasses.
There's not enough blind comedians.
Is there any? There's one. I remember I took her up on the stage, actually, at Broadway.
Do you hold her hand?
Yeah. She's really funny.
That's great.
Forget her name.
Did she talk about being blind?
Yeah.
That's a good talk. What if she never addressed it?
That'd be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. She was just like dating, am I right? I can't even see if I get matches.
Well, then she addressed it.
Or she was just like driving, am I right? People say women can't drive. What about blind people?
You should do a set as a blind person.
I basically do because...
I can fully see, but...
I think you do a lot of sets as a blind person.
I used to have a blind person joke.
Because you're unaware of what's going on in the world.
Me?
Like a blind person.
Really?
I don't know.
Someone called me socially unaware recently and it really fucked me up. I was like, me?
Was there like some really socially aware person?
I don't know what prompted it, but he was like, you're acting socially unaware. And I've never been told that before. And now I'm like hypersensitive to it. I'm like, am I being socially unaware? And I feel like asking that makes me seem socially unaware.
Yeah, that's a very... He was calling you autistic.
I gave him the ick hard. I've never given a guy the ick.
Was he a comedian?
In my mind. Yeah. It hurt my feelings.
Is he funny?
He tells stories. So I think
is it Tom Segura?
No. It wasn't anyone at that level. So I guess it shouldn't hurt my feelings.
Is it a Broadway comic?
No, not a New York comic. I'll tell you the name offline because I don't want
to
edit.
Oh, I know
anymore.
Who it is. I know who it is.
Do you? Yeah. Okay, I'll bet it.
He was a charmer.
He was so mean at one point.
He was probably mean the whole time.
I know.
But you were too socially unaware to notice.
God damn it. It's so annoying.
That's probably why he chose you, because he thought you were socially unaware.
Have guys been mean to you before?
Yeah. He thought you were socially unaware, so he chose you. He's like, she'll be easy to manipulate.
Yeah, maybe. Manipulating is really scary when you don't know what's happening to you. And then after you look back and you're like, oh my God.
That was...
How did I miss all of that?
And then you think it's all your fault.
Yeah.
It's all very stressful.
Were you in any toxic relationships where you were manipulated?
Many. And then I also did the manipulating. So
really?
As Justin Timberlake would say, what goes around comes back around.
Do you still do those things?
Manipulate?
Yeah.
A little bit.
What's your number one tactic for manipulation?
Crying.
Oh, that's good.
Because I can cry on command.
Okay, so you just use that when someone like upsets you. You're like, I'm just going to pull the tears out.
Should I do it now?
No. No, because now I'm on to you. And I'm aware.
It's okay.
Do you want to give away this tactic? Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow.
You should be an actress.
Isn't that good? I already got tears.
Yeah.
Did you see the tear?
I did now when you turned to me.
Yeah, so that was a pretty quick one.
You learned that with having seven siblings?
I think just from going to rehab, I learned it.
A lot of tears.
But it's pretty easy. Like, sometimes I'll do my cry, fake cry, and Eric would just be like, I know you're faking. And I'll be like, God damn it.
That's funny.
And then sometimes I'll really cry, and I'll get awkward. I'll get embarrassed about it. I'll be like, yeah, I was just kidding. I was faking. He's like, no, you were serious.
Really?
I was like, you're being insane. I was faking.
When's the last time you like seriously cried and why?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm trying to think too.
I definitely had a...
Oh, I cried this morning at an Instagram. A girl's dog died and she put this like really like intense reel together about like, oh, and it... Dogs dying gets me. I'm going to reset this camera.
Do you cry at movies?
I cried at one day.
That's the last time I cried hard. Was at one day.
Did I make you watch that?
No, I watched it anyway.
Chloe and I both watched One Day and it will fuck you up.
That movie was traumatic.
Show. It's like 10 hours of our lives and then we just got rocked.
What are you looking for in a man?
I want something that's funny, which is annoying because it's like, I don't want to date a comic, but...
Would you?
Yeah, I like laughing. I like having someone that's silly and fun and smart. I feel like most comics have to be those things.
Do they?
Yeah, you gotta be funny. You gotta be smart, and you gotta be goofy.
Some comics are not goofy at all.
I
know,
and I don't like those comics, because you're like, you're supposed to be fun on and off stage.
Oh, I hate it when comedians are boring off stage.
Oh, boo! Mm-hmm. It's like my biggest gripe with comics. It's like, this is for fun.
I also, like, I can't stand losers. So I was a bully.
We hate losers.
No, I was a bully when I was little.
What was the meanest thing you did to someone as a bully?
Ooh, I've talked about this on a podcast. When I was in kindergarten, I was pretty big bully. I had minions, right? And I used to, at the playground.
You're small, too. That's funny.
I had glasses, too.
At your stature, with glasses, being able to have minions is really impressive.
Because I had this deep voice. I was like, I remember one time in, like, kindergarten, I was walking in with my backpack to, you know, the cubbies were outside of the classroom. And these two boys run out, and they go, "Chloe, Chloe, there's a girl visiting, doing visiting day, and her name is also Chloe."
Sorry, at my clock. That is so rude. YouTube, I should pay for YouTube.
It's so funny you make commercials.
Well, if we fixed it. Sorry, the YouTube played commercials. Sorry, everyone that's listening and watching.
It's okay.
Everyone's listening and watching, by the way. There's a lot of people listening and watching, and I had to clarify. Keep going with your bully minion story.
Yeah, so they were like, "There's another girl visiting today in kindergarten. Her name is Chloe." And I go,
like, I'm a killer.
I threw my backpack down, and I go, "Let me see her." And then, like, we'd go. And then at recess, it was in the Long Island, so at recess, I'd have my minions make potions.
Oh, potions were big.
Yeah, with, like, berries
and
stuff. Yeah,
I was all up in potions and pies and muds. Yeah.
So we'd make potions, and I'd have them pour them. The losers.
Wow.
And then I also used to stand.
That's crazy. I used to stand, dump them on the kids.
I would stand on the top of the slide and only let the cool kids go down. Uh-huh. I would stand there like this and say, "No, not you." And I let only cool kids go down. And one time, I made a loophole for this loser, right? Rafaela. She had crusty nose.
Oh, that's tough.
And glasses. Uh-huh. Total loser. She had rosacea.
Oh, tough at that age?
Yeah.
That usually comes later.
It was just like red crust everywhere. It was disgusting. And I don't need, no one wanted to sit with her at lunch.
No, that's fair.
And anyways, I was like, "We're going to fuck with Rafaela today." So there was wood chips.
Uh-huh, obviously, classic. Classic recess.
The bottom of the, you know, in the playgrounds, yeah. Wood chips were dangerous, but they have them.
It so is kind of
I decided to let Rafaela go down the slide, but I had my minions fill up the bottom of the slide with wood chips. So she went down. They got stuck in her vagina.
No.
She had to go to the hospital or the nurse.
Okay. So she didn't have to leave the school grounds, right?
I don't remember. I was a kid. Damn. I was just a little sick kid.
That's mean.
It's whatever. I hope she learned.
I wonder if she's got traumas from that today.
I know. I was a bitch.
That's tough. I wasn't a bully.
I was cool, though.
I was cool too.
I got really nice in like middle school and high school. I was really nice.
You had to make up for like lost time.
No, I just like started to not care, and I just like got. I was just nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I didn't care.
You were nice to everyone at a Hotchkiss?
Because my confidence got up.
Right. Because bullies are insecure. Because I had a
lazy eye at that age.
You did. How did you fix that?
Glasses. So I was a bully because sometimes I had to wear an eye patch, so I was insecure. Okay. So I would bully, and then once I got hot.
A bully with an eye patch is a very funny.
I got hot around third grade.
Okay.
So then I started to be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's impressive you got to pivot out of
it. You know, I'm very self-aware.
Clearly. I could take a page out of your book, I guess.
So I had, bullies are insecure but also confident in their own way. So I got rid of my insecurity, so I became nice, but I kept my confidence. Mm-hmm. So, but then I became a raging alcoholic.
At what age?
College. And then I became.
Oh, you did in high school? That's impressive.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't count in high school.
Okay. Because everyone just doesn't know what they're doing, really.
Yeah. Everyone's, like, blacked out.
Yeah,
so then true. I got to be, then I started to become a very angry drunk, because I was sad. So I became a very angry drunk. And then I just am, I don't know what I am now. I wouldn't say I'm mean.
I don't think you're mean.
Maybe a sound mean sometimes, but I'm nice to everyone. I'm not like...
You speak your truth. I think that's different from being mean.
I'm not like... I don't like be like... when I see comics, I'm like, you fucking suck. Even though, because I'm not that funny all the time.
Yeah, no.
I'm nice to everyone, and I'm not... But I'm not fake nice, I don't think.
No, you're very yourself.
Like, if I don't like... hey, what's up? If I don't like someone, I just don't really engage.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah.
So you have to be in comedy.
Yeah. I think you're very yourself, too.
Thanks.
Any time, Tori.
So nice. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
So what are you going to do with this podcast?
What are you going to do with News for Women?
Well, what I do is I film it with Max, and then we cut up clips. We put them on Instagram, and then put them on YouTube.
I'm going to cut this up and put it on Instagram.
And YouTube.
Every part that we said we're going to cut, I'm going to put on Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm stopping cutting. I'm putting out full episodes now.
Yeah, no, this will go on YouTube. The audio will go on Apple, Spotify. And then I want to make like 2 to 3 clips of every one.
A week?
Yeah.
You got to post a lot of shit.
I know.
And then 2 jokes.
I know. I'm trying to grow. Right now, I'm a little ghost on Instagram. I went into a doodle phase. Mm-hmm. I was really traumatic. As you know, I was traumatized for a little. And I just poured myself into my doodles. And now I'm coming out.
How are the doodles? Are you still doing them?
I'm still doodling. I thought my Dark Princess one for you, not the weird one, but like the cute one with like you and the glasses.
That one was amazing. I'll Instagram.
You look hot in it too.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look hot in the real photo too.
No, just.
But I thought that was a good doodle.
I like that doodle.
I'll post the doodle. You don't even have to clap. I'm going to post. I got to post more doodles. And right now I'm drying up my inventory. So.
And your eggs.
But it is nice. People have been hitting me up. Isaac Gartenberg, shout out, he had 2 printed and he's gonna hang them in his apartment. I'll show you the photos. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Isn't that thoughtful? I'm like, oh, people actually like the doodles.
Oh, you doodled your background.
Yeah.
Is that Isaac?
Printed that out.
He's got tattoos?
No, I doodled Mac Miller for him.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. And then I did another one for him.
That's so nice.
He really likes, he's a famous fucking jazz artist. You know who that is?
Yeah, Lionel Richie.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Whatever. He had me make that.
Is that Troy?
No. Kinda sorry if my lips are crusty and dry.
They are?
They might be.
Why did
I
you
just touched them.
Why did you do that?
I just am letting you know. If you see something, I'm aware of it.
We're all aware. But are we?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore. I think I'm really hungry, Tori.
I am too. Should we call it a day on this?
Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Are we over this?
This one will be easy to clip.
I think this actually could be a really funny 10-minute episode.
That's great.
I agree.
It's stupid.
It's so dumb.
I love it.
They should all be 10 minutes of just absolute
I think that stupidity. No one has the attention span. I mean, I do feel a little guilty that all I talked about was being an asshole as a child, but... It's because I had a lazy eye. I was insecure. My ears stuck out. Got them pinned back. And you know what? I grew from it.
If you wanted anyone to have a takeaway from this whole podcast, what would it be?
Repent.
Isn't there like a song that has that in it?
That's a thing people say in church.
I don't do religion.
Well, today we do.
It is Sunday.
It's the Lord's Day.
Repent? What does repent mean?
It means for your sins.
Yeah, but like, can you give me the definition of repent?
I don't know. Speak your truth to wash away sins? Let's look it up.
Okay. Did you, when you did AA, did you text everyone being like, I'm sorry, on November 3rd, I was a dick?
No, you have to like make amends in person. A lot of them I don't do because you make a lot of living amends.
And I'm not, sorry, I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on AA. I don't care.
It's, I think it's stupid.
I had a friend reach out to me and it meant a lot. It meant a lot. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, you had a friend reach out to you being like, you should do it. Repent. Feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing. See?
Okay. So, what if I don't feel like I have any wrongdoing?
That means you're delusional.
I'm delulu.
So,
I don't want to focus on the bad, though.
You don't have to.
Repent sounds like you have to focus on the
bad.
You
just say it to get it off your chest. Off these double Ds.
Yeah. So that's,
how big are your boobs?
I'm like a B. Oh. But I've got a round chest, so like I have to buy the C bras because I got a big barrel chest.
You should call this episode the Big Barrel Chest.
I'm a sturdy gal. What about you? Rockin' A's?
No. When I buy a bra, this is going to sound crazy. I get a 30, size 30, D. Because
I don't believe it.
No, because when this part is so small.
Yeah, your tiny little rib cage.
No, that I have a small rib cage, so it makes the boobs, you have to get bigger cups.
Really?
So say I was going to get, or I could get a 32C.
Okay.
But I don't even have big boobs, but it's.
I think it's because sizes are weird.
I think it's because my chest sticks out a little. I want to go bra shopping today.
The best bra brand is Notori.
I love Notori.
Notori's amazing.
I kind of want to go to Aerie.
It's for little girls.
I'm a little girl.
You're a little girl.
But I've talked to a friend and she went there. She said she got really good bras.
I bet, Skims I hear is good too.
Yes. I would like to order Skims online.
Kim does know what she's doing.
All right, I'm going to go bra shopping.
All right, well, this was fun while it lasted. I have to cut 400% of this.
It's going to be 4 minutes long.
This is going to, honestly, I hope it's at least 30 seconds of pure gold.
It's going to last longer than a lot of the guys.
Well, at least I got it on film. And I'm learning. This sounds crisp, right? You can hear how it's crisp.
It sounds incredible.
Right?
If you were, a war commander, I would get that hit done.
I'm killing it on the audio. Okay, well, thanks for joining.
That is for a child.
This was a fucking train wreck in the best way.
Tori, this was amazing.
No, I like train wrecks. Everybody wants to watch a train wreck. That's why Vanderpump does so well.
We are Vanderpump.
We are Tom Sandoval.
I am a huge... I don't even know who that is.
Really? You don't watch Vanderpump?
I don't watch reality TV.
Oh, you are so much better than me.
I won't even
It's so gray out.
I won't touch an episode of reality TV. Yeah, and I'm hungry due to the things you did to me today.
Do you want your mini Italian sandwich?
The things you did to me today.
All right, we're going to eat and do life. Okay.
We're not eating together because I'm leaving.
You're right. You're leaving.
I have to go to the bras.
Chloe's leaving and buying bras. Come to our... No, you're not going to be at our show because I'm putting this out in like a month. Chloe and I are having a birthday show. I'll report back on how it went. That'll be entertaining. Okay, bye.